peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you he who is to come, or shall we look for another?" The Gospel for this third Sunday of the Advent season, we see John the Baptist, whom Jesus called the greatest born of woman, a prophet and more than a prophet, and all that John had surely been. He was never one to mince words. He called a spade a spade. He said to the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees, "You snakes, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" And he told King Herod plainly, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife." And where had all this gotten him? The loneliness and misery of Herod's dungeon. Herod still securely on his throne, and the scribes and the Pharisees firmly in possession of their power over the people. Things had apparently turned out badly. And so John sends his disciples to Jesus with the anxious question in which the whole meaning and purpose of his life were at stake. "Are you he who is to come, or shall we look for another?" As if to say, can it be that I've been deceived? Worse yet, have I deceived others? And the point is this: if even this great witness to the Lord Jesus knew times of agonizing doubt and darkness, you and I need not be too surprised or even too greatly distressed by our own times of darkness and doubt. The Lord Jesus himself, although true God, is also our fully human brother and was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin, crying out in the darkness and gloom of the cross, my God, why?" We walk by faith and not by sight. And the struggle with doubt and unbelief remains a lifelong struggle with our corrupted human nature, which is never really content to walk by faith, but always is wanting some proof that we can touch and see. So what sort of answer does the Lord Jesus give to John's anxious question? Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? Jesus doesn't give him deliverance from Herod's dismal dungeon. He simply gives this word: "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up." And then this climax: "And the poor have good news preached to them." The poor have good news preached to them. And who are the poor? The poor here are the poor in spirit, who know that in themselves they are nothing and Jesus everything, who know that they can't make a case for themselves in the judgment that will surely come, but must depend entirely on God's mercy. And John, languishing in prison, is such a poor one, and to him the good news is preached. No miraculous deliverance from prison, not even the vision of angels, but only a word. But such a word. Jesus, who is the Word of God made flesh, the enfleshed love and mercy of God for all who despair of themselves and look to him alone, as we sing, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." And to you and to me, this word that is Jesus is given through the simple words of Holy Scripture, which is Jesus' book, every last bit of it pointing to him. And through the plain water of baptism, in which all our sin is pardoned and the Holy Spirit given. Through the word of forgiveness spoken by the pastor who's been put there by Christ to do just that. And in that lowly bread and wine where all unseen, his true body and true blood are truly given us to eat and to drink. Now none of this can be seen with the eyes of our body. Not the Holy Spirit in baptism, not God speaking through the scriptures and the pastor's words, not the body and blood in the hallowed bread and cup. None of this can be seen with the eyes of the body. None of this can be touched. And so, like John languishing in Herod's prison, you and I have only Jesus' word to go on. As the author of the letter to the Hebrews says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And as our Lord himself says, blessed is he who is not offended by me, or as the Revised English Bible puts it, blessed are those who do not find in me an obstacle to faith. This meek and lowly Messiah, who comes not with irresistible power, but with utterly rejectable love. Yes, among those born of women, says Jesus, there is risen, has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. He that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And who is this one who is the least in the kingdom of heaven? Surely the Lord Christ himself, who though he was God, assumed the form of a slave, humbling himself, making himself nothing, who was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Or to put it most simply, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. John heard and believed the simple word of Jesus, and he went on to seal his faith with his blood. We too hold to the simple word, the word who is Jesus, the word made flesh, Jesus alone, Jesus in the manger, Jesus on the cross, the only true image of the God we cannot see, for Jesus is himself, the shining forth of the Father's glory. In him alone we rest until that last and great day when faith gives way to sight and hope to fulfillment, as we then shall see him face to face. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Thank you.